We mean business now, and we are determined to gain our rightful place in God's world.
Welcome to the Ahmad Pod, raw and unfiltered.
Who taught you to hate your own kind?
Using comedy and historical context to express the struggles of the black community.
Black folks are not discussing shit, nappy head bastard.
This is the Ahmad Pod with Jalen Ahmad.
I'm not even going to get into an intro for this episode. You know, I'm just going to dive right in because I have quite a bit to say and I'm really passionate about, you know, what I want to talk about right now. So, you know, if you're listening, get settled, get your popcorn ready, sit down, get settled in, you know, because we about to just dive right in. You feel me? You know, over the course of this year and even, you know, latter parts of last year, you know, just in general, you know, I've been looking out into, you know, the world, you know, looking at the people around me, looking at the places around me, just looking out and seeing a bunch of stuff that, you know, it kind of tugs at my heartstrings and it kind of bothers me. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, people, you know, a lot of people got a lot of things to say and they're not saying the right things. So, you know, let me be the one to correct those. Well, not even necessarily. Let me not say correct. Let me be the one to speak on those things because other people won't. You feel me? So I just want to, you know, first of all, I just want to say this. I understand we have freedom of speech in this country. I understand, you know, that's our right as Americans. But just because we have freedom of speech does not mean your stupid, ignorant ass has to speak about things that you don't know anything about. You feel me? You know, I feel like, you know, everyone always says that, you know, equality and everyone should have a voice. Yeah, it's okay to have a voice about what you know. But if you don't know something, just shut the fuck up and let the experts talk. You feel me? I've seen so many times and I've looked out in, you know, paying attention to the feeds, you know, Instagram, Twitter, you know, paying attention to the news. And there's no reason why some of these people who, you know, these celebrities, these, you know, political pundits, you know, they speak on things that they know absolutely nothing about. And, you know, even just people on social media in general, they just talk about stuff they've never experienced. And, you know, I get upset at that because I know what the real issue is. You feel me? I know what the real issue is. You know, it's just like with me, you know, if I'm on an elevator and I see maintenance on the elevator, well, first of all, I'm probably not going to take the elevator. I see maintenance on that motherfucker. I'm probably going to take the stairs unless I'm feeling frosty. But anyway, if I see maintenance on the elevator and they're talking about how to fix the elevator, I'm not going to put my 2 cents in because I don't know shit about elevators. You feel me? I don't know nothing about elevators. I'm not gonna say shit because I don't know. I don't fucking know. But then you get these people who get dead set on this, you know, these people who they don't have. I'll tell you what the problem is. I feel like the school systems, you know, higher education, you know, even just, you know, K through 12 education. They teach these kids to stand on ideologies and not actual morals. You feel me? Like, equality is an ideology. It's not necessary. It's not a God. Equality is not a God-given right, and it's not, you know, even sensible. It's not sensible in every situation. But I see a lot of people that want equality, freedom, etc. All I know is, you know, if you have to, you know, constantly have your phone in your hand, if you have to, you can't eat at the dinner table without watching TV or watching YouTube, if you can't go out to a party and not check your phone at least 3 or 4 times a minute, you're probably not that free. And damn sure not as free as you think you are. If you submit to a master, which is what you do when you work for somebody, you work for a company as an employee, that's not equality. It's not equality. You know, these people are fighting for things that don't exist, that don't really exist anywhere. You know, no one is completely free and no one is completely equal. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, these little ticky-tack subjects and these ticky-tack rules and regulations, I don't understand why people have anything to say. You feel me? You kind of see what I'm saying? Everybody is searching for equality, but I know one thing. Everybody ain't equal in heaven. Everybody not equal in government, and everyone's not equal in, you know, the workplace. So what are we saying? Why are we pushing for equality? If equality is just equality is an ideology. It's not actually anything that's actually set in stone. There really isn't much equality in life, period. Everyone has their own set of circumstances and responsibilities. So what even is equality? You feel me? I might be a millionaire and a business owner, right? But I might have to work 70 to 80 hours a week as compared to a regular employee who only has to work 40. That's not equal. You know, that guy who's a millionaire is working 80 hours a week compared to 40 for a regular employee. He's spending more time working than a regular employee. That's not equality, even though, you know, that's a trade-off, but I'm just saying. What are we doing? What are we thinking? And it's just like I said, the school system, higher education, that, you know, they're focused on ideologies and not actual morals. Because really, that's all that matters. And specifically, the morals that we get from, you know, the Bible and Christianity. You feel me? I feel like we're losing more of that today than we have, you know, we're losing more of that in the last couple of years than we have probably in like the last 20 to 30 years. And I would say in the last 5 years, we lost more of that, you know, that Christian foundation than we have in the past 30 combined. You know what I'm saying? Because I kind of get into that a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is always, you know, we got all these people who talking about, you know, who actually support, you know, getting rid of the holy law, like the Bible's laws, without actually understanding what that means. You know, a lot of the things that we support today, and a lot of what we do today, you know, the good things and the morals that we support as people come from originally from the Bible. For example, when we talk about, you know, the abuse of children, the Bible speaks very candidly about that, and the Bible condemns the abuse of children. And might I say, it's probably the only religious book that I know of. You know, the Holy Bible is the only religious book that I know of. I might be wrong. You know, I've read the Quran, I've read a couple different books. It's the only one that openly and candidly condemns the abuse of children. You know, that's a biblical, you know, law. That's a biblical law that we get in society. You know, For example, another example, when we talk about Let me backtrack as I'm losing my point. I mean, not losing my point. I can't think of what I'm saying. I can't think of it. But what I'm saying is this. We're losing a lot of moral standing and logic, you know, to, you know, these ideologies that these institutions push. And that's not really, you know, that ain't good to me. It's not good to me, you know, because if you're going to let an ideology, you know, anybody can come up with an ideology. But, you know, things that are logic and make sense get pushed to the side because of these ideologies. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Like, for example, now, I'm not trying to compare the two. And I'm not trying to, you know, make it, I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm comparing the two. Because I understand, I know that, like, this is a sensitive subject. And not a lot of people like to say it like this, put it like this. Even, you know, homosexuality is an ideology. You know, it's not living a homosexual lifestyle. Let me put it differently. Living a homosexual lifestyle is an ideology. And that's what I mean when I say homosexuality. Because just because I have these impulses and I have, you know, a person may have impulses, or just because a person may have, you know, be passionate about something and have, you know, attraction to something, does not necessarily make it right. And one, it doesn't make it, you know. Ugh, I'm getting frustrated. Okay. First episode back. Bear with me. No, what I'm saying is, just because I have these impulses does not necessarily mean I have to act on them. That's what I'm saying. Like, for example, you know, living a homosexual lifestyle is, it means that you're following your impulses, you know, to a T, regardless of what is actually meant, you know, our biology. Because, I mean, our biology tells us that, you know, heterosexuality is what we were made for. And so, for example, you know, people who are attracted to children, or people who have these impulses to do, you know, sexual attraction to children. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of get what I'm, understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not necessarily, that's not, people are saying that they're following their impulses. That's not necessarily a good thing, following your impulses. Because if everybody followed their impulses, you know, if everyone was following their impulses, you know how many people would get, more people would be murdered, raped, etc. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily a good thing to follow your impulses in your own human nature. That's what makes us different from animals. We have a brain and we have logic and we can think. Animals, they do what they're programmed to do. We actually, you know, have the ability to understand and, you know, be aware of the choices we make. Animals don't have that. We're spiritual, and that's because we're spiritual beings. You know what I'm saying? We have that ability. We're spiritual beings. We have the ability to make choices and to, you know, ponder and think. You know, animals are programmed to do what they're programmed to do. They're not going to venture outside of their own nature, animalistic nature. They're not going to venture outside of that. We can venture outside of our impulses and make choices. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, it makes sense. It just makes sense. And I don't say all that for no reason at all. I say all of that to make a particular point about, you know, how I feel about the Bible, how I feel about, you know, the Christian morals and the Christian principles being, you know, washed away and people falling away from Christianity. you know, I feel like there's a bunch of different reasons why people fall away from Christianity, have fallen away from Christianity, and I feel like there's a lot of different reasons why people, you know, are kind of, you know, against it. You know, a lot of people have done a lot of bad things in the name of Christianity. And Catholicism, even though Catholicism, I don't consider Catholicism and Christianity aren't the same thing. They really aren't. You know, they try to group them in together, but it's not the same thing. We ain't built the same, cause you feel me. And I just see. I'm gonna tell you what pisses me off. I've seen more blasphemy against Jesus and Christianity in the past 4 to 5 years than I think I've ever seen. Like how and support and in like Christianity and in like Satanism and pop culture. You know what I'm saying? All that other shit that has no reason to exist. Like, you feel me? Well, I mean, I understand why. I know why it exists. I know where it comes from. That's just because I read. You feel me? That's just because I read and I do research. I know where it comes from. But I know a lot of people don't understand where it comes from. And there's a lot of reasons. Like I said, there's a lot of reasons why people fall away from Christianity. But when I see people dressing up as Jesus and making rap songs, rap videos, when I see people, you know, making fun of God, mocking him, you know, Saturday Night Live, we looking at you. Lil Dicky, we looking at you. Lil Nas X, you know, all of these people that, you know, condemn Christianity. It's like, I understand. Like I said, there have been a lot of people who've done a lot of messed up things in the name of Christianity and in the name of God. And that's not right. And they'll have their you know, due. God will handle that. But I don't think that should let you, you know, that should sway, you know, the way, that should sway your relationship or your knowledge, your, let me back up, because I'm finna mess it up. First episode back, man, bear with me. Just because of what, you know, trauma you may have around people who consider themselves Christians, I don't believe that should sway, you know, your own research into, you know, what we've been, you know, essentially built the country on for years and years. Built this country on in years and years. You know what I'm saying? On these Christian principles. You know, I understand people who, you know, say that it's stupid because of the things that they see in this world, because of the people that they experience on a daily basis. You know, I just think at some point, you know, I would, you know, recommend that these people, you actually sit down, actually study, you know, the word a little bit, and just, you know, have an open mind and try to apply, you know, the information that you get from these books. You know, these holy books, and just understand what their place in, you know, society. Because I mean, I'm making a lot of connections that I didn't even, you know, I'm making a lot of connections now with Christianity, you know, even, you know, a bunch of stuff in society. I'm making a bunch of connections and a bunch of things are starting to make sense to me. But that was because I was in search of answers. And I think, you know, a lot of times we just accept, you know, information, its face value, what people tell us. Hey, it's a lot of people telling a lot of lies right now. In this time, in this era, it's a bunch of people telling a lot of lies. It's a bunch of people doing a lot of deceiving. And it's a bunch of people doing a lot of dirt and covering up their tracks. All I'm saying is, I think a lot of y'all should do a lot more research. And a lot of y'all should do a lot, you know, stop taking things for face value. You know, these people in these high places, they don't give a damn about you. They really don't. They trying to sway you, you know, into, they trying to swing you and sway you into spending more money on them and giving them your money, your time, your interest, and your praise. They trying to take it and they trying to just, you know, they leeches. You feel me? I know I'm kind of all over the place right now. I didn't have no notes. This is off the top. You can probably tell because I keep messing up. Like I said, first episode in about a year. Bear with me. But you feel me? I'm the type of person where I naturally I question a lot of things. You know, I was always like that as a child as well. You know, as a child, I used to ask a bunch of questions. As a child, I would, you know, challenge a lot of things. And, you know, it's just something that stuck with me into adulthood. And it's actually very, very, very useful. You know what I'm saying? I would encourage some of y'all to figure out who you really are, what really happened, you know, throughout history. You know, the information that I would hope that some of y'all understand why a lot of this information that the government, et cetera, the government, these institutions are trying to swing you away from, why they're trying to swing you away from it. And I would just encourage a lot of you to just do your due diligence. Learn some things, man. Stop taking this stuff at face value and understand your power. Understand where you come from and understand what things really are. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying that because I'm a Christian and I support Christianity. I'm not just saying all of this because, you know, I think I'm better than people. I think I'm smarter than anybody. I ain't the smartest person in the world. I know that. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But what I do know is I know how things have made me feel. I know how, you know, I know people have lied to me. I know things that just don't look right, and I know of things that just don't sound right. And when I decide, the day that I decided to start looking into all of that and finding out the truth, that was when I started to realize everything ain't what it seemed. And that's just what it is. You feel me? Now, I want to say this. You know, this is not, I don't want to make this, a strictly a Christian podcast. I don't want to make this a Christian podcast. I'm going to make my own Christian podcast, and I'm going to do it my way. Not like, you know, some of these mega preachers and, you know, the ones that be lying and stuff. You know, just trying to get your money, trying to get you to tie 40%, all of that. And that's not me. You know, so I'm working on a bunch of different projects. I'm working on another podcast. I'm working on two podcasts, actually. I'm working on more of a comedic center podcast, and I'm working on, you know, the Christian podcast. And of course, I'm working on this one. You know, just trying to get my get things together, get some information going. You know, hey, I'm trying, man. Trying to come back is, you know, I'm trying to come back and get back into recording. Y'all, like I said, bear with me. Things are going to get better. I'm going to get better at this too. I'm going, you know what I'm saying? It's going to get bigger and better. So that's all I had to say. That's all I had to say for today. Now, I'll get more into intuitive. I'll give more intuitive information probably the next episode. Coming out soon. And I'll give more information about my other podcast in another episode. I just want to say thank y'all. You know, thank whoever who's been supporting me. Thank you for who's been checking out the podcast. You know, my friends, whoever is repeat listeners. And peace out.